Is there anyone visiting tonight that doesn't know what's happening and needs a packet of information about Soldiers of Christ? We've got some handouts that we've got some temporary materials. This is what we're doing on Sunday nights is a program we call Can You Borrow One? You said that so silently I wasn't supposed to embarrass you and call that out in front of everybody, right? Wait a minute. If I let one person borrow, I don't have enough for everybody to borrow. Anybody? Oh, look, we have. Wow, that was a pretty good bargain. Gave one away and got another one. You don't have one, Joe? Oh, no. Okay, members, you're not setting a very good example for our visitors. See, these on the front say, for visitor, and I've given more to members tonight than I've given to visitors. Bring your field manuals with you on Sunday nights, because we're going to use them. Who else needs one? Mickey, you're... pass that down, Jeff, please, sir. And Jeff, hey, pass that down, Jeff, please, sir. And here, you want two? We'll do two on that row, just to so they can share. Anybody else need any other visitors... Well, Gene, is this for you or Penny? We'll just say it's for Penny. Penny. Yeah, it's for Penny. Right, uh-huh. Yeah, it's for Penny. No problem, Gene. All right, Dirk, Gene need one? Would you please pass this down, sir? All right, everybody got what we need? If I didn't see you, you can look on with a neighbor. We're going to take care of a couple housekeeping kind of things so that I can clean some of this out. Hey, where are the colliers? I saw them earlier. Brenda said she needed these. Here you go. You can give me the folder, the little envelopes back later. Sandy Coolidge was here too, right? Hey, Sandy, what color dog tag do you have? You have blue, right? You need purple? Come see me afterwards. I got yours. I got to replace it, though. Sandy Duvall here. Sandy Duvall. Is she here? Somebody speak up if they're here, because I can't see. Yvonne Golden here tonight? She was here this morning. I should have given this to her. All right. Bobo. I saw Bobo. Where is he? It's hard to miss. You can give me the envelope back. You pass that down to Bobo. Sammy Jackson here. Sammy's here. Can you pass this down to Sammy?
Yes.
Thank you. No, Brad, you don't get anything else. You've got all you're going to get. Cynthia back. All right. That'll help clean out my office a little bit. Okay, very quickly, anybody have any questions about what's going on? About the program, not about, you all understand, hey, how are you? You don't get it? Raise your hand if you don't get it. Yeah, please don't. Okay, here's what we're doing. Caroline and Natalie just moved back, all right? So they're trying to get it. What are we trying to do with Soldiers of Christ? We're trying to learn the Bible. We're trying to go through, starting at the very beginning and go all the way through, hopefully. We're trying to learn the Bible because where does faith come from? Faith comes from hearing the Word of God. So, if faith comes from hearing the Word of God, then I need to get my Bible. Where's a good place to put my Bible once I get my Bible? Do you know a verse that says that? Psalm 119, verse 11. What does it say? Thy word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Psalm 119, verse 11. That's the King James Version. We got New King James on the back of that card. You can quote either one. By the way, Dan tried to throw me under the bus last week saying David doesn't accept fish and fowl as the answer for the fifth day. That's not true, okay? Lindsay, is that true?
I accept it all.
See? Lindsay accepts it all the time. So if Lindsay accepts it, then David accepts it, okay? We're not so picky with this program that you have to have the word birds instead of the word fowl. If you understand fowl to be the bird instead of the ball going on the wrong side of the pole in baseball, if you understand the difference and you use it properly and spell it right, then you get it, okay? They're spelled differently. But we're trying to learn the Bible. And we're trying to get it so that we all, from the very youngest to the very oldest, learn it together. And that's the very purpose of this program. As you look through your field manuals, which hopefully you bring on a weekly basis. We've done an overview of the Bible with some just basic facts that we need and ought to know about the Bible. And we're in the process, obviously, of going through the book of Genesis right now. And tonight, we don't have much time, but what my goal for tonight is for you to learn every chapter in the book of Genesis. All right? You up for the task? Tonight, I'll get to that in a minute, but the goal tonight is to learn every chapter in the book of Genesis, and you say, I can't even know the key locations and the key chapters that are on my cards. How am I going to know them all? We're going to try to learn all of them. They're not all on the test. They're not all going to end up on all of the cards. What's the purpose of learning key chapters? What's the purpose of learning what's in Genesis 4, Genesis 5, or Genesis 11? So you can find it. So if somebody says, turn to Genesis chapter 12, well, you know where Genesis 12 is, but as you're turning there, you already know what's in Genesis 12. Or, if you're trying to think, where is that particular thing in the Bible? If you know some key chapters, you ought to be able to get pretty close in finding it. Of course, we have tools, concordances, and things like that, but we want us to be able to learn together. By the way, and I don't know if we've emphasized this, I think we have somewhat, but those things that are in parentheses on those blue cards, those are not required for the quizzes. They're just helpful information to have, but you don't have to put them on the quizzes. I don't think we've had too many people that have given all of the information that's in parentheses on the quizzes, but that's just helpful information for you to have in your study of the Word of God. We are making one policy adjustment tonight. Those of you who are in senior high, and this only affects people who are in senior high, not junior high, not elementary school, not college age, only for those in senior high, you can now do your quizzes online, all right, or paper form. So that's only a policy change for you senior high people. If you're not in senior high, you can just ignore what I just said. Anybody have any questions? Hopefully, Natalie, you'll get it as we go along here. Anybody have any questions about the program before we get to tonight's study? Okay. You're getting a new card tonight. I missed it. Hey, Lonnie. Yes. True. Lonnie says she noticed on the new card that there are no grayed out shaded sections on the new card. If we have young people that get to that point, we will make some sections for them. Those of you, I don't think we've talked about this a lot on your prophet card, the Genesis Exodus prophet card, there are some shaded areas. Those are especially for our young people who are in the younger, like first grade and under. If they learn those shaded sections, then they still get a dog tag. It won't have the ring around it, but it still allows them to accomplish and reach levels. And so if they're able to get those, then we will make some sections on the priest as well. But we haven't highlighted any of those. Good question. Your question reminded me of something else, but I forgot already. Here's the thing about these cards. Because you think, wow, we're getting another card already. This is not the king card, by the way. Some of you, maybe most of us, when we look at the Genesis Exodus prophet card and the Genesis Exodus priest card, may get a bit overwhelmed at the volume of information that's on them. Anybody in that boat? Apparently, I have some people who are in agreement with that statement. I can't remember the numbers off the top of my head, but it is true that if you add up all of the things that are on the prophet card and all of the things on the priest card, that you're going to get somewhere around 150 items between those two cards, between the facts, the chapters, key locations, and the memory verses. It's a lot of information. You will have somewhere around 115 to 120 key facts. Why are those key facts? Why have those been pulled out and others have not? Because they're building blocks. Y'all don't want to offer answers or guesses or ideas tonight. They're building blocks. Is it critical for us to know what was created on day 3? I'm getting some shakes in both directions. I'll take a cookies and cream if you're making shakes. But is it critical for us to know what was created on day 3? For salvation?
No.
To get to heaven, do you need to know what was created on day three?
No.
No. To know the Bible, would it be helpful to know what was created on day three?
Yes.
If we want to get into the Bible, what good does the Bible do for me? Is there any, what does the Bible provide for me? Okay, it gives me all things that pertain. You don't like sitting up front, do you, Chuck? This is really uncomfortable. I can tell. You don't like the front row seat. The Bible gives us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. We have in the Word of God a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Does it matter what was created on day three? Does it matter what Eve was made out of? Do we want to know the Bible or not? Do we want to know these facts? Are there some facts? Notice we've called these key facts. Are there some facts in the Bible that would be considered not key facts? There's a lot of facts in the Bible. What about key locations? If you want to know where something is in the Bible, we've tried to differentiate between key chapters and key locations. Key chapters are just an overall what's in the chapter. Well, we need to know where the story of Sodom and Gomorrah is in the Bible. We need to know how to find that. It could be a key location. We could just make it a key location and say, well, that's in Genesis 18 and 19. But instead, we make it a key chapter. And so because it's a key chapter, it doesn't fit in the key location category. So those two sections kind of overlap each other. What about memory verses? How many of you think the memory verses are the hardest part of learning the prophet card and the priest card? All right. Why are we learning memory verses? Why do that? I mean, if you know where the verse is, do you really need to have it memorized? Okay, everybody's saying yes. Give me a reason why you ought to have it memorized. You might not have the Bible. So if you be ready to give an answer. Is it helpful for us to know Genesis 22 and verse 18? In your seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Why? Because you have obeyed my voice. There's two elements in that verse. There's the promise that's made unto Abraham that through his seed, who's Abraham's seed that would bless all nations? Christ. Christ is the seed, Galatians 3:16, the seed of Abraham through whom all nations would be blessed. There's a second element in that verse. Why was Abraham being blessed? Genesis chapter 22. It's a key chapter. Genesis 22 is a key chapter. What do we find in Genesis chapter 22? The sacrifice of Isaac. Genesis 22:18, when God says, in your seed all nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice. What did Abraham do to obey the voice of God? He took his son to sacrifice him. He was going to sacrifice his son right there. Because he obeyed, everyone was going to be blessed through Christ who was his seed. So this program is multifaceted. Hopefully it's helping all of us to become better students of the Bible, young and old. It is intended to challenge all of us. Is it challenging you? The idea is to be able to challenge the Harrison, the Josiah, the Vivian, the Katie, the Kelly, and the Greg, and the Joe, and the Jerry, and the Johnny, and the Don. And if you don't know who all those people are, blessed are you, Simon. Never. It's intended to challenge everybody. Now, does that mean some people will be challenged more by this than others? I've had people say, well, if you were raised in the church, you know all of this stuff already, but I wasn't raised in the church, so I don't know this. Okay. Is that true? Can you learn it? It's harder. I know it is, Joe. Can you learn it? Is it worthwhile spending the time learning it? Do any of you carry your field manuals in your car with you? Any of you have them sitting by the bedside, or maybe they're sitting on the end table so that, you know, when a commercial comes, you know, you can go through the field manual. Or when the TV show comes back on, depending on what it is, you can go through the field manual. Sitting on your office desk. Is there the intent of these is, one, for them to be a size that's handy, that can go just about anywhere. Two, is to be easy to flip through it so that you can learn them as you go. And I think that all of us can learn this. It's going to take time. And that's the other part of this program. So we're not on a time frame here. We're not on a deadline system. Just because we put names on the screen and just because people have already done the overview, prophet, priest, and king, and just because people are already doing the prophet test on the books of Moses, that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter that you have not done it yet. There's no deadline that says by this date you have to be done with your quizzes. This is an ongoing program. Whenever you're ready to take them, take them. But please do it. Not for any accomplishment. Wow, I keep talking and time is flying. We got to get to this because I want to learn the chapters of Genesis and we are running out of time. Here's what I'm giving you tonight. This is what I am calling a reference card. Reference card means there's no quizzes. Reference card means it's just for your reference purposes. Just for you to have for easy viewing. There's information on here, and this information is on all of your other blue cards. Okay, there's nothing new. Well, sort of. There's nothing new that's going to be on these cards. Brent, thanks for volunteering. Come here. Where'd Shay go? Shay was volunteering a minute ago. Yeah, Shay and Daniel, you all, and Brad, thanks for volunteering. Come on up. Y'all get to pass these out. There's nothing new on these cards. Divide them evenly. Give more to Daniel than anybody else. Here's what's on these cards. I think it would be helpful in one eye shot to see all the chapters of the book of Genesis. Because you're going to have key chapters on the prophet card, priest card, and the king card. What this is it showing you all the key chapters, one eye shot, in Genesis and Exodus. On the back side, it has all the key locations and all the memory verses. Now, what you are seeing here is some information that you will eventually see on the king card, particularly on the back side. Key locations, listen to me and don't get bogged down in the card. The key locations and the memory verses on the back, if you haven't seen them on the prophet or the priest card, they're going to be on the king card. Now, that's not true for the key chapters. All of the key chapters that you have on the front of that card, they will not all be on the prophet, priest, and king cards. All right? So there's a lot of those chapters, like Genesis chapter 10, genealogy of Noah. That's not on prophet, priest, or king card because we don't put that in our minds up there as one of the key chapters you've got to know in the Bible. But it's on here so that you can see an overview of the entire thing so that in one eye shot, you might be able to know the chapters in Genesis and Exodus. And also, just for reference sake, if you need to go find something real quick, here's what I want to do. We're running out of time. Chuck, you're Genesis 1 and 2. This whole pew, Genesis 1 and 2. This pew, Genesis 3. This pew, Genesis 4. This pew, Genesis 5. This pew, Genesis 6 through 9. This pew, Genesis 10. This pew, Genesis 11. This pew, Genesis 12 through 15. Wow, there's three of you. Can y'all handle this? Genesis 12, where am I? 12 through 15? What were you all, 11? All right, you're Genesis 12 through 15. Can y'all handle that? That one's a real tough one. All right, y'all are Genesis 16. You're Genesis 17. You're Genesis 18. You're Genesis 19. Can you handle that? Yeah. Are you sure? 18 and 19, y'all are together. 18 and 19, y'all are Genesis 20. The three of you are Genesis 20. Got that? Genesis 21. Got it? Genesis 22. All right, Genesis 23. Genesis 24, all four of you. All right, Genesis 25. Can y'all handle this?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Genesis 26. All right, that one's easy. All right, Genesis 27. Got it? I want this row to memorize what's in Genesis 27. All right, this row. Can you handle it, Ruth? Genesis 28. This row, Genesis 29 through 31. You've got three chapters you've got to remember. All right, real tough. All right, y'all ready? Genesis 32 and 33. Can you do it? Genesis 34. We're running out of chapters. You all got to do all the rest of them. Just kidding. All right, what were you all? Genesis 34. So you all are 35 and 36. All right, 35 and 36. Hey, Buzz and Jerry, Kevin just left you. You're Genesis 37. The two of you. Brad, thanks for volunteering. You're Genesis 38 by yourself. Hey, Cam, thanks for standing up. You're Genesis 39 and 40 by yourself. All right? Any other volunteers? All right, I'll be 41 through 50. Okay. Everybody remember what chapter you are?
Yes, sir.
Can you learn all of the chapters of the book of Genesis? I think you can. Are all of these going to be on your prophet, priest, and king quizzes? No. So why should you learn them? Why should you learn that Genesis 34 is about Dinah? Why does that matter? It's not going to be on your prophet, priest, or king card. Does it matter that you learn that? Now, just because somebody else has a different chapter and you're not on that pew doesn't mean you shouldn't learn it. All right? Well, we're going to see if we can. I want you to look at your chapter, and then I'm going to ask you to close your field manuals. All right? I don't know if you're going to be able to do this. I don't know if we can handle this. Can we learn every chapter in the book of Genesis? Here's how the book of Genesis goes. All right? Think about it chronologically, and you'll be able to remember it. The book of Genesis starts with the creation. Then you have the first sin of man. Then you have the story of Cain and Abel. Then you have the story of Enoch and Methuselah. There's different ways to talk about Genesis 5, but we took the two main characters we like there, Enoch and Methuselah. Then you have the story about Noah and the flood, which is a major story. After the story of Noah and the flood, whose genealogy would you read about? Noah. So you just follow that through. You read about Noah and the flood, then you read about his genealogy. Chapter 11, you're going to read about the Tower of Babel. Chapter 12 through 15, you read about God's promises to Abraham. So you've swung from creation through Adam and Eve all the way through Noah, and now you're at Adam and Eve, or now you're at Abraham, the next major character in the book of Genesis. So you have God's promise to Abraham, promises to Abraham, Genesis 12 through 15. In Genesis 16, if you've got Abraham, one of the promises made to Abraham is that he would be the father of a great nation. But how many kids did he have? He had none. So Abraham and Sarah tried to fix that for God. So the very next chapter in chapter 16 is about who? Hagar and Ishmael when they tried to fix it for God. Well, that didn't work. So then you have the God's commandment in Genesis 17 for circumcision. That was the sign of the covenant between God's people and God. All right, then you've got Genesis 18 and 19. Abraham's nephew went into Sodom. What happened to Sodom and Gomorrah in Genesis 18 and 19? Sodom and Gomorrah destroyed. So just know 18 and 19 are about Sodom and Gomorrah. In chapter 20, Abraham lies about Sarah. What lie did he tell? She's my sister. There's more to that, but she was his wife. Called him his sister, so he says, well, it was just a half lie. Is a half lie a lie? Yep, you round it up, guys, okay? So a half lie is a lie. So Abraham lies about Sarah. Genesis 21, what happens? Somebody's born. He lies about Sarah, then he finally has a child. Isaac is born. What was the very next chapter? What did he do with that son who was born? He sacrifices that son. Now think about it. If you're Sarah, if you are Abraham's wife, if you are Isaac's mother, he was born in 21. Your husband took him to sacrifice him in 22. What would you do in chapter 23? Die? I mean, he was just born two chapters ago. Your husband's trying to sacrifice him. What are you going to do? I might as well die. So she did. All right? So he's born, he's sacrificed, she dies in chapter 23. All right? Chapter 24. Isaac's got to have a wife now because Abraham doesn't have one anymore. Isaac's got to have a wife now. Who's he going to have? Isaac and Rebekah, they have twin sons. You're halfway through the book. When you're halfway through, how many chapters are in Genesis? 50. What's the halfway chapter? And somebody's going to say, well, you know, 25, never mind. Halfway, 25. Who are you going to read about? Twins. One goes this way, one goes that way. You can remember, it's halfway through the book, you got twins, right? Jacob and Esau in chapter 25. In chapter 26, remember chapters 12 through 15? God made promise to Abraham. One of those chapters is chapter 13. When you double 13, you get 26. In chapter 26, God makes the same promise to Isaac that he made to Abraham. So you got God's promise to Isaac in chapter 26. Chapter 27, what have you got? He made a promise to Isaac. Now Isaac's son deceives him. Jacob deceives Isaac in chapter 27. You go to chapter 28. There's a lot you could say here because God makes the same promise to Jacob in 28 that he made to Isaac in 26 that he made to Abraham in 12. But in chapter 28, you have Jacob wrestling. You have the ladder, Jacob's ladder. Forgot which one we put on there. Jacob's ladder in chapter 28. All right? So Jacob is leaving home, remember? Remember he deceived his father in 27. He's leaving home in chapter 28. He's on his way to find a wife. So what happens in 29, 30, and 31? You have three chapters. You read about three people. You read about Jacob and two wives, Leah and Rachel. 29, 30, 31. Three chapters, three people. 29, 30, and 31. 32 and 33. You've got two chapters and you've got two brothers. What do? They reunite. They come back together after that. After he had fled because Esau was going to kill him. Now those two brothers are reunited. All right? You've got in chapter 34, Dinah. Who's Dinah? Jacob's daughter, Dinah. All right? There's a whole story there. We won't go into it. Just remember, Genesis 34 is about Dinah. Genesis 35 and 36 is like Genesis chapter 10. It's just more genealogies. It's not all of the entirety of 35. But 35 and 36, genealogy, the children of Jacob and Esau is the bulk of those chapters. Again, you see that progression. So you got 35 and 36, children of Jacob and Esau. Who was Jacob's favorite child? If you're going to talk about children of Jacob and Esau, who's his favorite child? Joseph, chapter 37, his brother Selim is a slave. All right, he's sold into slavery. Chapter 38 is sort of like 34. You just have an individual chapter. You've got Dinah in 34. You've got Tamar in 38. 39 and 40, where's Joseph? He's a slave and a prisoner in Egypt. And then the rest, we just threw 41 through 50 all together. Then Joseph becomes a ruler. Can you memorize that? Do you see how the whole story just progresses? All right, Chuck, you ready? This whole pew right here. All right, we got to do this quick because we're about out of time. Genesis 1 through 2.
Creation.
Everybody know that? Bill, you know that? You don't? Okay. We got to do this again. Genesis 1 through 2.
Creation.
All right. Genesis 3.
First sin.
Who sinned first, by the way? Oh, you don't want to answer that, do you? Kip's the only man on this row, and all the rest of the women wouldn't answer it. Genesis 4.
Cain and Abel.
Is there more in that chapter? Yeah. But if you want to know where to find Cain and Abel, Genesis 4. Genesis 5.
Enoch and Methuselah.
What do we know about Enoch?
He walked with God.
Was he the only one who ever walked with God?
Nope.
Walked with God and did not die. What do we know about Methuselah?
Oldest man.
906. Genesis 5 is what? Genesis 3 is what?
First.
Who sinned first? Never mind. All right. Genesis 6 through 9.
Noah
and the flood. All those chapters on Noah and the flood. Genesis 10.
Genealogy of Noah.
What was in Genesis 5?
Enoch and Methuselah.
All right. What was in Genesis 10?
Genealogy of Noah.
What's in Genesis 11?
Tower of Babel.
That's in 11. You know how you remember that? Because 11 looks like two ones and they're towers, except there's only one. All right, that's confusing. Tower of Babel in Genesis chapter 11. Genesis 12 through 15. Promises to Abraham. I heard them, I think. Promises to Abraham, 12 through 15. Genesis 16.
Hagar and Ishmael.
What was in Genesis 6 through 9?
Noah
and the flood. All right. Genesis 17.
Circumcision.
Genesis 18.
Sodom and Gomorrah.
And 19.
Sodom and Gomorrah.
Same chapter? Same story?
Uh-huh.
What's in Genesis 18 and 19?
Sodom and Gomorrah.
What was in Genesis 16?
Hagar and Ishmael.
That's right. Genesis 20.
Abraham lies about Sarah, verse 12.
Yes. Chapter 20, Abraham lies about Sarah. Genesis 21.
Birth of Isaac.
Genesis 22.
Sacrifice of Isaac.
What did his mother do in Genesis 23?
She dies.
Death of Sarah. What was in Genesis 21?
Birth of Isaac.
Genesis 24.
Isaac
and Rebekah. Rebekah and Isaac. You almost confused me, Penny. I thought, wait a minute, what chapter is she on? She said Rebekah and Isaac. Isaac and Rebekah. Genesis 20. Did you know that, Johnny? Because I don't know. Y'all want to go down there and like counsel, you know, about Johnny and Betty and Isaac and Rebekah. Right? Genesis 25.
Jacob and Esau.
Halfway through the book, you got twins, right? Y'all know what's in Genesis 26?
God's promise to Isaac.
Genesis 27. Y'all remember that. Tricking your dad. Y'all know that chapter, don't you? Jacob deceives Isaac. Genesis 28.
Jacob's ladder.
What else happens in Genesis 28?
He saw the angels go climbing up from heaven.
Yeah. Ruth knows the whole chapter. Genesis 29 through 31. Jacob, Leah, and Rachel. Which one did he want? Which one did he get first? How many years did he work? 7 plus 7 equals? How many years did he work for Jacob altogether? 20. Good job. All right, Genesis 32. Oh, 32 and 33. Sorry. They reunite. Two brothers, two chapters. Reunite. Genesis 34.
Diana.
Genesis 35. Oh, 35 and 36. Jacob and Esau's children. Really important chapters. I mean, y'all need to memorize. Maybe you don't need to memorize them. That would be a bad idea to memorize them. Genesis 35. Who had 37? You guys over there? Joseph sold by his brothers. Are y'all telling me my time's up or what? Good job. Joseph sold by his brothers. Who had 38? Brad. Brad, what's in Genesis 38? Tamar. Cam, 38 and 39. Or 39 and 40. Trying to confuse. All right, Joseph, a slave and a prisoner. What's in 41 through 50? Where's Joseph now? Ruler in Egypt. I wanted to do more with that tonight, but we're out of time. Can you memorize that? It's not as hard as you think. You don't have to memorize it, all right? It's not on the quizzes, not going to be on the final test to get into heaven. But if we want to know where things are in the Bible, just, it's all, I hate to say this, but in my mind, it just flows. One thing, I know, there's a lot of things that just flow. There's a lot of things that flow in my mind, like a river of chocolate. But just see the picture of the Bible happening. And the big thing here is just to know where things are in the Bible. That's all we're trying to do.